views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Finally, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and very patient, sexy people. I don't know. I guess it's a problem on Blog Talk, but thank God for cell phones, and here we are, because I've got a lot of information for you today. And so we are off and running just a very few minutes late. I think, Stephen, you two are going to have to bring the callers on, because it looks like the whole site is down. Okay, all right. So I want to start by talking about entitlement today, because it's everywhere in my life right now, and it's very difficult for me, guys, because I was brought up to follow the rules and to do, you know, what you're supposed to do to fulfill the obligations that you have said you were going to fulfill. And it seems to me, you know, you hear a lot of talk, by the way, about millennials and their entitlement. But I think it goes kind of further than that right now. For sure, we have a president that feels entitled. And I believe he, like in many other areas, is kind of giving that permission to kind of swell up in a lot of us now. So I want to tell you what the channel told me about entitlement, which basically entitlement is, you owe me this. And the channel wants you to know that that comes from the belief that you are out of or cannot have or do not have personal power. And that becomes overcompensation of what one is entitled to. So I don't believe I have any power. I doubt myself. I don't know that I'm as good as you. I don't know that I'm powerful within me. And so, by God, you're going to treat me better than you treat other people. And you're going to give me things even though I haven't earned them. Excuse me. That becomes the definition of the self. That I have to demand my self-importance from others, because I don't know it within myself. And the channel wants you to understand that this affects our dopamine levels, which creates depression within us. And that we are not entitled to anything other than our own self-creation. The world doesn't owe you. God doesn't owe you. The government doesn't owe you. Your parents don't owe you. Nobody owes you but you. And So we are invited then, again, to love ourselves enough and know how important and great we are, so that we take care of our own responsibilities, always come through for ourselves and others, and never have to demand that knowingness from anybody else. So basically, when we move into entitlement, we leave self-creation, because we go, well, you do this for me. You're supposed to do this for me. All right. It's not the same thing, but it crosses over in this not following directions. And, you know, the world talks to all of us, guys, through, if we're really listening, through what people keep saying, what things keep happening. And it's been so interesting, right down to, I called down this morning because I time everything out when I'm under time restrictions, like I am when I'm doing a show. And I want to take care of my own responsibilities. So I called down and I ordered room service. I said, please don't bring it up until 8:45. I'm going to be in the shower. Do not bring it up till 8:45. Okay, Miss Wallace, we've got it. You know. So 8:30, bam, 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 room service, you know, and it's happened in various and sundry small and larger places in my life over the last week. So again, if we're not in our own personal power, we don't often even hear the directions the universe is giving us, because automatically, subconsciously, we go, well, I'm not responsible for that. You know, the world should be showing up for me. And the other thing, the channel really, really, really wants you to know today is you don't have to pay anything for being taken care of in this world. You don't have to give yourself up in any way. You don't have to overcompensate in any way. You don't have to go, well, gosh, I shouldn't ask him to do this, so if I offer him that, then maybe they'll do this. That's all about your personal power. Instead of coming forward and just going, look, this is what I need, and I need you to deliver this to me. Now, that's very different, you see, than entitlement. That is going, I need it to come at 9:45, please don't, or 8:45, whatever it was. Don't bring it before that, because I have my time laid out, is not the same as I expect you to take care of me, so show up with my food at exactly the right time, even though I have given you directions in the opposite way. So we're all getting a little bit confused about that. And I think what we need to know most is you are not entitled to anything in this world other than your own self-creation. Your parents brought you in. That was their job. Their job kind of ends there now, especially if you're an adult. They say, I can't go to the calls, so there must be something else coming in. I'm going to the sheets, the first sheet, 1 through 5. 1, 2. Okay, yes. To remind you, I am. So everybody say this for yourself. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice in this life. And my heart is open. So let's take a minute to direct our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brains, to direct our chakras to open, be balanced, bending in the right direction, direct our heart lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, and direct ourselves to be aligned with source and love. We want only the highest information with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding during this call. Now we can go to the call, Stephen, and I'm going to need you to bring people on for me because everything's frozen here. Where there's a will, there's a way, guys. So here we go. Stephen, who's up first? Oh, dear.
Hello?
Caroline in Ontario.
Hi. Who is this, darling?
It's Caroline in Ontario, beautiful. Oh. Hi, Dee.
Hello, Caroline. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm really wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for everything that you do. I'm so, so honored to be here again today talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Me too.
A blue jay just showed up for us, just so you know.
Well, we are the power.
Yes.
We are the power that's going to do this show no matter what. All right. What can we do for you today?
Okay, so I'm connected, I'm grounded, I'm fully empowered in my body, and I'm asking from that place of my life purpose. I've been singing since I've been 7. Now I'm 54. I'm writing I'm on a songwriter's journey with these beautiful spiritual beings, and we've got 4 songs written, and I'm asking
why the channel wants to know why the hell are you asking anything? Seriously, they're going, what is this all about? She paints, she writes songs, she creates. That's your purpose. And that's everybody's purpose, whether we're creating cookies for the neighborhood or writing songs. So you already know what you want to do with your passion, don't you?
Yes, I have two things that I'm inviting in my life now. I don't even want to say this because it's not true, but I can't pay for it.
Well, yeah, that's not true. So,
okay. So
your first question was, what's your purpose?
I know your purpose. I know my purpose.
Then, sweetheart, give me clearly what your question is.
Okay, so my question is, how do I pay for my CD being made, and how do I pay to join being a life coach with a special life coach? I don't know if I should say her name on the radio or not, but yeah.
Well, you don't have to say her name on the radio.
Okay.
First of all, okay, guys, anybody is near.
I need the money, and I've been asking to show me how to get
Okay. You have not, because. You have said, your first statement was, I don't have the money.
Okay.
Your brain and your spirit cannot find the money as long as you are defining yourself as a person who can't find it.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, the channel is telling me you already channel. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So nobody needs to teach you how to do that, do they? But if you're in doubt, you will not channel to the highest of your ability, and then you will think that you need somebody else to do it for you. So they want you to know that you've got to get out of your doubt around everything, because doubt is the biggest thing that's affecting everything in your life.
Mm.
Do you understand? I doubt
that
I can make the money. I doubt that I know how to make the money. I doubt that I know how to channel already. Okay? You know everything, baby, but your doubt is keeping you from your own knowing. And I want everybody to hear this. Everybody. Doubt will sabotage your self-creation in every way. So I kind of get mad as hell and not take that anymore for myself and go, I do know. I absolutely know how to create this money. So now, universe, now that I've stated that, now that I've directed my energy that I know, now you can come in and help partner with me and give me some divine ideas, which I will take action on. You understand?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, I got
okay.
that.
That's your answer, baby. Thank you for calling in. And that's everybody's answer, too. So thank you for a great start to the show. Thank you so
much.
Lots
of love. Thank you. Thank you.
You too. Steven? Going to be a little lag time here, guys, so hang with us. Steven, you there? Bringing somebody on for me?
Davina in Colorado.
Hello, Miss Davina. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, the wonderful, awesome, sexy D.
Thank you. I'll accept that. Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
I've got new beginnings. I'm now in Estes Park, Colorado.
Beautiful.
But it has been a bumpy ride. And so I am just, you know.
Well, your bumpy ride is in the past. That's
okay.
In the past. So why are you still looking at it? You're there now.
Well, it's
what do you
that,
want
I
to
mean,
create now,
here.
Davina? What do you want to create now?
Smooth tranquility so that I can more focus on moving forward in my life.
Okay. That's all you focus on. That's all you ask for. I know I am right now creating smooth tranquility so that I move forward in my life easily and joyfully. That's what I want. That's what I'm committed to. Come on, all higher energy beings and God and Christ and the Holy Spirit energy and everybody you want. Now I've decided that's all I'm going to focus on. You come in and partner with me now. But, you know, when you still keep telling your story that about the rocky road, that is going to thwart your creation of that smooth tranquility. Do you understand?
Not exactly.
Okay. If I say I want everything in my life to be red, but I keep looking at blue, I'm not going to create everything in my life red. Mm-hmm. And you keep saying now you want smooth tranquility, but the first thing you wanted to do is tell me about your rocky story.
Mm-hmm.
You can't create both of them at the same time. You have got to hold your focus on the smooth tranquility and go into that place of love, right? Because that's what smooth tranquility feels like. And the more you can live there, the more you will create that.
How do I do that when, like, the October 10th is coming up, which is the last day I saw my son alive? How do I, you know?
Well, your son's free, honey. You're the one that's not. Your son's free. He's happy. So do you want to give the same gift to yourself? You're not, you know, demeaning him in any way to take that day and say, you know what? I'm not going to be a victim here anymore. I'm going to take this day to joyfully celebrate all the time we had together and know that you're free. And now I'm going to go live my life smoothly with tranquility. But you're not allowing yourself to have your own tranquility, honey, as long as you're carrying the guilt and the sorrow and the need to hold on to that loss. Do you understand?
Mm.
Okay. Well, you will. You listen back over to this show when you can hear, you know, without being quite so plugged in. But you're at the moment of choice, Davina. You're at the moment of choice. And as the channel reminds us, that moment of choice can be your heaven or it can be your hell. So your choice to move on and be free now is your heaven. If you want to hold on to the sorrow and everything, that's going to be your hell.
I guess
that
the
will
message
not, yeah.
is those needed to hold on to the urn of my ashes. You know, I've now given to them, and it's like now I guess they can feel relief and freedom because now they've got this urn that they believe is him. So, you know,
whatever,
until then,
whatever
they feel.
Works. But we're talking about you. You need to set yourself free. It's way over time now. And that's his message to you. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
You bet. I love you, too. Steven?
Next up is Donna in California.
Hello, Miss Donna.
Hi,
Dee. How are you?
Hello, Miss D. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too, baby Tate. Thank you. What's up?
Yeah, I can hear my mother on the other side. She's been gone for like 30 years, and her voice came in about 2 months ago and said, you're going to be rewarded. And I wanted to know if you're picking up anything. I don't know what that meant. You know, I'm going to be rewarded. It's a husband coming in or a windfall or lifestyle.
No, it's more, and here we have a, you know, we have a theme going in the show, as we usually do. You're going to be rewarded with your own freedom.
Okay.
So where do you think you're not free?
Where am I not? Oh, I'm about 30 pounds overweight, so that makes me feel a little less free, I guess.
Okay, so it's about protection. You
yeah.
need to feel free from needing to be protected. What are you in fear of that you need to be protected from?
I did have some bad experiences growing up, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay,
you know, I trusted
time,
people. Yeah.
Yeah. Time to let go of all that. You know, you can't create your new story, guys. You can't write your new screenplay when you've still got this old one bogging down your energy. You know that. We talk about it every week. Right? They aren't
yeah.
going to change anything for you. They can't take back what they did to you. You know, you can't deny that it happened, but you can look at it and go, yeah, it happened, and I'm not going to let you run me one more time. Something happened with somebody this week, and it affected my energy, and, you know, I said, boy, this is what my listeners go through because it keeps bothering me and I keep thinking about it. And finally, the channel said, Dee, are you going to give your energy away to that or are you going to take your power back? And that's all I needed. Every time then a thought came up around me starting to get plugged in, I went, you're not taking my energy from me, baby Cakes. Ever again, not taking my energy away from me. And that instantaneously put me back in my power. So I'm asking all of you right now, how and what and where and who have you still allowed to take your power of creation away from you? Can you please start looking at your old stories and say, look at them right in the face and go, you aren't taking my power away from me ever again. And I want to give you an old saying, beautiful saying that the channel gave us some time ago. Divine love expressing through me now draws to me all that is needed to make me happy and my life complete. And so it is.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
okay.
right, darling. Move
Thank
on.
You.
Joyfully.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
All right. Will do.
Mr. Stephen? Hello? Anybody
Next
there?
Up we have Emily from California.
Thank you. Hi, Miss Emily.
Hi, Dee.
Well, how are you?
I have my freedom.
I get a yes on that. Good.
Yep, created it. It's here. Everything you've said today, I've seen play out in my life over the last few months.
Woohoo! Yippee!
Woohoo! Yeah. Two quick things. I had 3 flat tires in the last 3 months. And I can see the shift in my own creation and my own perspective. The first time, it was a lot of hassle and a lot of money. The second time, it was a little bit of hassle and free. The third time, it was no hassle. It was free. I got to see a beautiful sunset, and it was at my convenience. It was...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you have just summed up in a very simple way what I'm trying to teach everybody. You know, guys, we're on a physical plane. Physical things are going to happen that we have to deal with. Are you going to choose to go, yeah, okay, so the tire's flat. My God, look at the beautiful sunset. Or are you going to go back into, why does this always happen? Bad shit always happens to me, and I don't understand. And what? Okay, blah, blah. Now, on another note, flat tires usually indicate you don't want to get where you're going. But the channel says it's a true statement. In your case, that is not what they're indicating. And hold on, I'm going to a core belief. So bear with me because I've only got two hands now. I'm not on my headset. This is just, but I'm looking at the sunset. I'm looking at the fact we got this show up. Hold on.
Yeah.
This page.
Amazing show.
Hold on. This page. Yes. Here. 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 Okay. This is a little tiny, and they're saying it's so minuscule, it's like a pebble of sand. This little thing that you're holding that's buried way down deep into your little girl. God betrays me or I betray me.
Yeah,
and
that resonates.
That, okay. You can let that one go, baby, because...
Yep.
You're just not choosing to betray yourself anymore. And that's always such an interesting core belief for me, because if we believe that God betrays us, we have to believe that we betray ourselves and vice versa, because we are God and God is us.
Yeah.
So if you have either one of those beliefs or belief systems going on, I invite you to let it go now. So let's all let it go, because, you know, everybody that comes on the show represents all of us. God always comes through for me. I always come through for me, too. And so it is. But they're showing me, again, what they do when people have broken through and are on the right track. There's a sea of white robes in front of me clapping their hands. Yeah, and that's a beautiful acknowledgement. Just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it right.
Awesome. One other quick thing.
Yeah.
Someone explained to me, I was learning in a horse workshop with actual horses, and the woman said, among the horses, there's a difference between a dominant horse and a leader horse. A dominant horse claims all the space and has to keep the others out. A leader horse claims all the space and includes all the horses.
Oh, God. I have chills all over my body, and I so get that. Don't you understand that? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we all want to be leader horses because bottom line, you have to work with all the energy, guys. You have to. And you know why I love doing these sci-fi conventions is because people to me, like I just had a gentleman come up to me and say, oh my gosh, Dee, I just want you to know that the last time you were here, my husband had just died, and you took time at your table to call my mother and give her some messages from my dad. And she said that was one of the most important moments in her life that helped her heal. Now, you know, if I was a dominant horse, I would have said, this is my table. I don't have time. I'm here to sign autographs and make money. Please move on. But that's not who we are, guys. We're leader horses who say, I know, I believe in myself, I know I'm God, I know I'm connected to all the answers. Would you like to come play with me? I'm happy to share them.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Thank you for that. I love that. I've got to tell you, there's a beautiful, incredible, full wolf here that they're taking around the convention. And she is the most magnificent, beautiful, stately creature. And I've gone over to pet her several times, but she'll never look at me. You know, like a regular dog will come up to you and start licking. And I asked the guy, and he said, well, it's because a wolf doesn't want to engage with you full on because he doesn't want to threaten you. And I thought, now see what the movies have done, because we all think
wow.
we're here to attack us. It's
yeah.
crazy to me, all these false belief things we've got going on. Thank you
yep.
so much for calling in and sharing that, sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you, Dee. Love you.
You bet. Love you, too. Oh, I love that. Yes, we all come through for ourselves, and therefore God comes through for us, too. Stephen?
Charlene in California.
Hello, Charlene. How are you?
Hello.
You got a runner
fine.
In
how are you, Dee?
Here today. I'm great, darling. Thank you.
Okay, my question today is in regard to fear and being free of fear. And I have had anxiety for as long as I can remember being alive. And I'm wondering where it comes from, because I don't know if it...
I have an answer for
you. Okay.
Okay. If you do not know that you are in control, then you go into fear.
Right.
And as soon as you're in fear, you go into anxiety, because...
Right.
It pushes you back to, oh, my God, I can't control the thing I'm in fear of. I can't even control feeling in fear. But you know, if you follow this work, that's not true, don't you?
Right.
So what happened to you when you were 3 years old? I'm getting with both your, that puts you into so much fear about, I can't take care of me, I can't take care of things, nobody's going to take care of them for me. What happened around 3 years old?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out, I have a feeling it goes to something that happened, and I may not have an awareness of it, so do you know, is it specifically around three, or could it be between birth and one, or one and a half?
I get a yes.
It
started in the womb, and then you had an experience around one to one and a half, and then it really activated itself at three. So what would the fear be? Did your family worry that they couldn't take care of you or weren't ready for you or any of that?
I know that they wanted a boy, but I don't know if that's it. They were very young. They were teenage parents. I have a sister. And then we lived in a house when I was born, that things were seen in the house, and I don't know if something was there and could have frightened me.
It's not about that. It's about their fear that there was something in the house, and you picked up that fear.
Okay.
So there's kind of a triple whammy. I'm not wanted. I feel like people can't take care of me, and I'm a little baby, so what do I do about that? Holy hell, here I am. And, you know, and then they've got all this fear that something's going to hurt all of us. So you put all that together, and that's a really good basis for a lifetime of fear. But
right. All
of that, none of that is true now. Well, hold on. The channel is saying... It is kind of, because you don't want yourself.
Oh.
So, yeah, we all have to want us now, everybody. They can't fix that for us. We have to want and love and accept and appreciate ourselves. So are you ready, willing, and able to do that right now?
Yes.
Okay. I get a yes on that. And that means... Whenever the anxiety, I want the anxiety for you to be like the person in my life this week. And I want you to step back and go, no, you can't have my power. I'm my power, and I'm not giving it away to this anxiety. Because your anxiety is controlling and creating you, and you need to control and create you so that you can create the anxiety and the fear. Because it's true that none of those things you fear apply to this lifetime right now. Do you know that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, for those of you who have any kind of belief, and as you believe, it's delivered to you, any kind of belief in negative energies that might be around you, this is the statement you use. I ask to be clean of all negative entities and energies now, and I command you back to the light. I'll say it one more time. I ask to be clean of all negative entities and energies now, and I command you back to the light. Because you know, if you follow this work, energy has got to follow direction. Energy has got to follow direction. All right? So I'm telling you right now, don't have any negative energies attached. You find the love and the joy of you and accepting you and loving you and getting back into control of creating what you want. Okay, baby? So what you want,
I got it.
You don't want anxiety. You want
no.
Freedom and love and joy and knowing that you are always taken care of.
Alrighty? Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. You bet. That was so good for all of us. Thank you.
Thanks.
Stephen, we have one more here? Or maybe two?
Lynn in Los Angeles.
I bet I know who this is. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Dee. Hi. So last time we talked last week, we were talking about how I didn't have any completion in my life, and I didn't believe I was free in order to have that. So I've been working on that, and I went and I scattered Frank's ashes. I did that in Ojai. I came back. And I felt really sad, but I was like kind of, you know, it was a nice feeling, though. I felt completion around it. Now,
yeah, and sometimes, guys, we have to feel sad to complete things.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I felt my feelings, whatever. I have felt like you say, in the toilet. I don't know what it's about, and I feel like this confusion about I don't really know what to do with myself.
I have your answer. Okay. You have a belief that you have to be sad if you're not sad. In other words, when you're happy, you feel guilty.
Oh,
and that's
God.
A big part of I have to pay, you know, I have to pay something within myself to get what I want. So let's just be happy about being happy, guys. You don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to redeem yourself. You don't have to feel guilty. Let's just let all that fly off our shoulders. Can you feel it? I want everybody to feel it lifting out of you, literally, and sending it back to the light. It's a belief system. We don't flip and need ever again in our lifetime. I'm going to be happy because I'm happy. I know God's happy for me. Frank's happy for me. Everybody that's left in any way is free, and they're going to celebrate me being free when I allow myself to be happy to be happy. And so it is. Okay. I guess there's nothing else, Lynn, except you choosing to be happy now. That you've let it all go.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I don't hear great, though. You're still holding on for that need to be sad.
I I thought we had gotten a lot of this in the past, and we're not talking about the past.
Let's just talk about this moment right now. See how you want to go back?
Yeah,
look,
because
guys,
what
is happening in this community is that we are drilling and drilling and drilling and drilling, and we've drilled so much we're down to the core stuff, and maybe there's just more stuff that we're going to have to let go. So instead of arguing and holding on to it, let's just do it. Nothing is going to hold us back from us being happy. Nothing. That's what our direction to our own energy is. I choose to be free. There. Now, a little bit more, Lynn. Can you start laughing, please? Start laughing right now. Laugh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you can't feel it now, can you?
No, I can't.
Okay. But it's that moment of choice. I swear to God, I think that's my next book, The Moment of Choice. Heaven or hell?
Yes.
Do I want to let go or don't I? Do I want to laugh or not? Right?
Right. Yes.
I want to trust myself. Right. Do I want to let go of any of my victims? That moment is your heaven or hell. Choose yes. Always choose yes. I want to let go. All right, baby.
Thank you.
You bet.
Love you. Bye.
And go laugh. Goodbye.
I will. Bye.
Yep, we got time for another one.
Catherine.
Yes,
New Jersey.
Hello. Hi, Dee. Catherine. Catherine from New Jersey.
Hello, darling. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. This call has been fabulous as usual. And
thank you.
The freedom aspect. I've been sitting here working on that as you've been talking about it. I want to be free to have my body be healthy. It's one of the reasons why I didn't make any to come out to see you at in November, because I was caught up in physical, that I couldn't do it, couldn't be there, couldn't adapt out there, you know, what have you. And it's time to let that go.
Okay.
And I'm wondering,
so I'm the channel's giving me a little tough love here.
Okay,
so
good.
You know I love you.
Yes.
And I was just down at my table before I came up to do the show. And there is a gentleman laying flat in a wheelchair with a feeding tube and a breathing tube, and his feet turned all in toward each other. And he's coming around to every table to get autographs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
so he's
He's
not allowing his stuff to get in the way of his life, is he?
No, not at all.
Okay, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But that's,
all right.
That's the...
So I want you to start there and get your power back from this dis-ease. And now they want to give you some information about the dis-ease. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
The Way We Were came in.
Okay. Well, why do you keep... Were you ill as a child?
Not like that, no. Mm-mm. Nothing serious.
Well, they're going to illness during your childhood. So who was ill?
Oh, okay. Well, I had my tonsils out when I was 2. And maybe
no,
goes back to that.
No, we're not going there.
Okay.
Was there someone around you that was ill?
Not seriously. I mean, my brother had appendicitis. I had ear infections all the time, but nothing major when I was a child.
Let's go to your grandparents.
Okay. Well, the major illness that I guess I didn't think of as an illness was my grandfather was mentally ill and he was in a mental institution and he wasn't around.
That's where we're going. At what age did that happen to him?
His age or my age?
Both. Like,
I was a child. I really never knew him. He was there before, probably before I was born.
Yeah, but you heard about him, didn't you?
Oh, my God, yes. There was a skeleton in the closet. You know, we were ostracized as a family from the rest of the family and all that kind of jazz.
Okay, and what did your little girl hear most prevalently about him in his sickness?
What did I hear about it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the thing that came up was that my grandmother, his wife, used to say my father was just like him. And my father was like a tyrant. So it was kind of wrapped up in fear and never knew when the other shoe was going to drop.
Right.
That kind of thing.
So now, I want you to follow this. Your little girl decided... Okay, hold on. First of all, what you just told me said to your little girl, oh, this runs in the family. Can you understand why you would, as a little girl, put that together? Grandpa has it, and now Daddy
yes.
has it. Okay.
Yes.
You took that belief on, and you have created sickness running in the family. You have just chosen to do it physically as opposed to mentally.
Okay.
It's a story you can put down. But
yes.
right away, they're saying, you. As soon as you heard me say that, your subconscious went, this isn't possible. This isn't possible for me to just go, I'm not carrying this story anymore, and allow my body to become healthier. Would you like to choose your heaven today that that's possible?
Yes, I would. Very much so.
Okay. I want you to start talking to your body and go, look, this is what went down. I realize you followed my direction, but I'm not giving my power to this story anymore. I'm going to love you, and I'm going to allow you to heal now, because I'm going to change the story of the family around so that all my grandkids go, wow, look at how you can heal yourself. Healing runs in the family.
Very good. Thank you.
What comes up? Does that feel good, or are you fighting it?
No, I feel some peace and some calmness. Thank you.
Great. So start working with your body. Bring the light in to your body. Give it permission now that you have let go of the belief system that was holding it trapped. Okay, honey?
Yes, thank you very, very much.
You bet. All right, Stephen, I think that's our show for today. My gosh, and what a show. I'm glad I didn't give up. I'm glad we saw it through. I want to share with you that Ashley will be leaving in the next couple of weeks. I ask for all of you to be patient with me. I do not have her replacement yet. This all has happened very quickly. And so I will have to train someone else and try and muddle through Stephen and I together trying to help you all. So please be patient with your emails, and know I will get back to you as soon as I get everything in place. And I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. My heart is open. I create my own life. It may be a flat tire in my life. I'm just going to go get a new one and start riding again. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about. Stephen, bring on the song.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.